Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. Today we're diving into Boston Scientific's second quarter 2026 results, and Jordan, this one's got some real drama in it.
It really does. Before we jump in, quick disclaimer for everyone listening. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Right, so let's set the scene. Boston Scientific actually beat expectations in second quarter. Organic sales grew 7%, ahead of their 5-7% guide, and adjusted EPS came in at 86 cents, up 15% year over year and above the high end of guidance.
On paper, that sounds like a great quarter. But here's the twist. Right after touting the beat, management turned around and cut full-year guidance. Full-year organic revenue guidance moved down to 5-6%, and full-year EPS guidance came in at $3.28-$3.32.
And the culprit? Two of their hottest businesses over the last couple years, Watchman and Electrophysiology, or EP.
Let's start with Watchman, the left atrial appendage closure device. This is a fascinating case of clinical evidence essentially colliding with commercial momentum. New studies, Ocean, Champion AF, have been published over the past several months, and they're changing how doctors think about referring patients for the procedure.
CEO Mike Mahoney was pretty candid about it. He said the U.S. market has slowed sharply and unexpectedly. Standalone Watchman procedures, meaning not done alongside another heart procedure, are actually declining in the low teens percentage-wise.
The one bright spot is concomitant procedures, done at the same time as another cardiac procedure, which grew over 60%. But even that's expected to slow in the second half because of tougher comparisons.
So full-year Watchman growth guidance is now flat to low single digits, with the second half actually expected to decline mid to high single digits. That's a big swing from where this business has been.
Then there's EP, the electrophysiology business built around their FARAPULSE technology. That's the pulsed field ablation, or PFA, platform for treating atrial fibrillation. Management admitted they simply underestimated competitive pressure in the U.S.
Which is almost ironic because Boston Scientific basically created this PFA market boom. Mahoney noted PFA now makes up something like 80% of the U.S. AFib ablation market, a shift that happened faster than anyone expected, and that success invited competitors in quicker than the company modeled.
Meanwhile, international EP growth is still humming along around 20%. It's really a U.S.-specific share story, not a the-technology-doesn't-work story.
Here's something I found reassuring, though. Management pointed out that roughly 75% of Boston Scientific's revenue, everything outside Watchman and EP, is still expected to grow about 6% in the second half, which is right in line with their historical trend.
Right, and there were genuinely strong pockets. Neuromodulation grew 12%. Interventional cardiology grew 15%. Interventional oncology grew 12%. This isn't a company falling apart. It's two specific franchises hitting an air pocket.
Let's talk strategy, because they also announced a restructuring program targeting about $500 million in run rate savings by the end of 2029, with more than half of that realized by exiting 2027.
That's a real signal. They're bracing for a tougher stretch and want to fund future growth catalysts without blowing up margins. CFO John Monson said savings will show up first in SG&A, then in cost of goods sold over time.
And on the M&A side, they're still moving forward with a Penumbra acquisition, expected to close in the second half of 2026, and they made a $1.5 billion investment in Myris, which gives them a potential path back into the TAVR heart valve market down the road.
The Q&A session was pretty telling, too. Analysts pushed hard on whether this guidance cut finally captures all the bad news or if there's more coming. Mahoney's answer was essentially, we're being deliberately conservative now, assuming current market conditions persist into 2027, so any improvement would be upside rather than something already baked in.
He also dropped a notable stat. their weighted average market growth rate, or WMGR, ticked down to about 7-8% from prior levels because Watchman's slowdown pulled down the blended market growth they compete in.
The company's framing for investors is basically a three-act story: a pressured 2026, a still challenged 2027 with limited EPS growth, and then a return to stronger growth in 2028 once new products like Fairwave Ultra, an IC imaging entry, and the Penumbra integration all kick in.
So, Jordan, what's your read for listeners trying to make sense of this?
I think the key tension is between near-term multiple compression risk, since two former growth engines are stalling, and a genuinely diversified underlying business that's still growing well. The 2028 story depends on execution across several new launches landing on time, so that's the thing to track in coming quarters.
Before we wrap up, here's our closing disclaimer.
Everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Big picture, Boston Scientific is navigating a rough patch in two high-profile businesses while leaning on a broad, diversified base and a cost-cutting program to bridge to what management hopes is a stronger 2028.
We'll be watching how Watchman referral patterns evolve and whether EP share stabilizes as the next data points to watch.
That's it for this episode of Beta Finch. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.